All right, you know, I have to admit, and I probably said this before, but there are times when I am very grateful, and there are times where I step back and I look at my existence and I go, "You doing all right, Mr. Mitchell? You doing okay?" And for me to even say I'm doing okay may be such an understatement that it's a lie. I mean, come on. It was the simplest thing. I'm just hanging out with my daughter and granddaughter yesterday. We didn't do nothing. I had the day off. My daughter had the day off. We didn't really do nothing. We just kind of like, well, we wasn't like completely lazy, you know, but, you know, just kind of took the day easy, went to Mill Creek Park. And then I remembered, oh, you know, my sister said, oh, you know, because reminded me that my father used to take us down there, me and her down there. And so I'm like, oh, and it was just something you just do, you know, and took her down there and, you know, she was really into it. You can tell granddaughter was into it because she started crying when we left both times. She wanted to throw stuff in the water, you know, was walking her through the leaves and just, you know, just simple stuff. Just get it out because you got to, and another thing that, you know, that I like to, you know, try to remember is that everything is new to her. Everything is new to her. So sometimes I catch myself just having to stand there and let her do whatever she's doing because that's learning. And I think they were talking about this Wayne Gretzky thing there, whatever they're talking about, you know, the great ones, unsupervised play, where kids can learn how to do things on themselves, unsupervised, where they can go out and learn and create on their own. And I got to catch myself where I just got to let her do whatever she's doing. Instead of say, hey, no, don't do it that way. Do it this way. Well, this is better. You know, it could be something very simple. You can say, instead of, you know, putting that in there, put it over there. That'd be better. But for her, you know, her doing it that way is what, you know, her vibe, what she wanted to do. And sometimes, you know, the unsupervised play is just, I got to realize not to interfere with it. Just let it go. Because she was doing something, it was like a little hole in a strap on the log that holds the barrier back or something. It was like a little hole. So she was just taking little things and putting it in a little hole. She'd go get another one and put it in there. And, you know, and it's just, you know, and say, hey, instead of doing it that way, do this way. No, just let her go and do that. And I think, you know, that's so cool. You know, that's so cool just to have those moments. Everybody don't have those moments. I take them for granted because that's just the way my life has been. I've always had things like that around me. It's just our family, the way the family goes, just been the way. That's just the way. So we hang out and we went to Wingstop and, you know, just really simple. And went to Walmart, just, you know, nothing big, just hanging out. And then, let me tell you, and I ain't ashamed to say, they gone now. And sometimes I do feel just a tad bit guilty or put back or put off that I am in someone's house enjoying it because they're not here. To have this to myself, I need this alone time. Oh my God, I need this alone time. And I don't know why, what I was thinking of, but before, because I work 12 to 8 in California. So when I come here, it corresponds to 3 to 11. I didn't want to work 3 to 11 in the summertime. I'm working 3 to 11. You know, and that's when, you know, everything's happening. Friday night, you know, Thursday night after work. I mean, you know, go over to somebody's house, chill, sit on the porch, talk, blah, 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 3-11. I'm out of that. That ain't none of me. But 3-11 is what my daughter worked. So it kind of corresponds. Now, I'm not greedy. I don't want, and I actually just thought about this while I was talking about this just now. I actually just thought about this as I was really thinking about it right now. I don't want to have the house to myself, you know, whatever that means. I don't want to have the house to myself and not have to work. I'm not that greedy. It's not that kind of party. You know, and I really, you know, if you really want to be, I guess I don't want to be that lazy, or I don't want to be that out of it. I don't want to be that, you know, whatever. To be here and to be able to work in the house by myself while they at work is more better, if you ask me, than if I was to work and as soon as I get off work, I have the house to myself. I almost wouldn't want that. That is almost too good. That's almost, I don't really mean that. And it's almost, it would feel not abusive, but I would definitely abuse the situation. I would be too lazy. You know, discipline. I'm not ready to retire yet. I don't think I have the discipline. Or if I was having this place to myself, you know, after work for like so many hours with really nothing to do, I don't got a car, you know, and I don't really, you know, this, I don't know. It's hard to say, but that would feel abusive. But I also want to say this too. Now, let me go back and reiterate what I was just saying before. Yeah, I wouldn't want to have the place to myself and not be working. Say I worked. I know I said this before because I'm being spastic and erratic and brainstormy and just streaming consciousness on purpose, because this is the feeling I can get into when I get the place to myself. No, not the place. When I get a space to myself. I don't want to say the place. When I get a space to myself. And I have been living alone for so long that it's a whole different beast when it comes to me. Living alone, some people can't even fathom what alone is. When I say alone, they don't understand what alone is, because like I said, fish don't know he wet. And like, I really probably can't fathom it either, because I really think I'm separated. The word is probably I want to use is probably separated. The word I really probably want to use is separated. I can't fathom how separated I am, you know. Hold on. The degree of separation that I'm used to after 30 years of, because I'm not alone. It's just this, but I'm not alone. Even though I'm by myself, I'm not alone. I got too much infrastructure, family and friends and acquaintances, but I do have a distance between me and the rest of the world. And I cherish that distance. You know, I like to have that space. I'm used to having that space for like 20, 30 years now. That space. And every now and then, you know, I invite somebody to that space and then I regret it. I'm just joking. But kind of, you know. Okay, I got to check this. I forgot what I was talking about, but I think I was going down the road to the fact that, you know, I think I was going down the road with the fact that, you know, it's nice hanging out with people, you know, being by myself, having a space, and having this kind of space where I can just do this. And just kind of go. And I'm at the point where I can just like let it go and just, you know, be all and record it and feel comfortable just putting it out there. I always wanted to have that. And I forget why I was going down that, but to have the space, right? Right. To have the space. Right. And it's also a thing, too, that you have to, that I think my daughter gets it, too, that you have to, you know, like you got granddaughter there, and precious and cute and oh, it is all that. But you even need a break from that. You really do need a break for that. I'm sitting there watching this almost two-year-old child just go. I mean, there's no stop. You know, sometimes you might feel guilty even saying, oh, you know, how can you, you know, don't you want her here all the time? Oh, you know, how can you just let it go? Don't you want her? No. It takes a village. It takes a village. She need to go over there for a little bit. So I could be here or they. And, you know, the mother, though, I think the nurturing or thing, whatever the mother, my daughter, she could take large amounts of it, you know, because it's a whole different thing. That's her daughter. They got a whole, probably whole instinctive, differently planned connection, whatever. Her grandmother, too. Oh, my God. They can just sit there and look. And I was just like, some women or mothers, whatever, can just sit and look at a baby. Baby can't do nothing. Baby can't smile. Baby can't do but burp. And poop. And don't even poop right. Because it's all liquid. You know, the only thing they do is eat, burp and pee, and they can just sit there and just look at that. I can't even call it a baby. I'll look at that thing. Look at it. And just for hours and hours. I was just watching, I think I saw a lady doing that at the airport. She was just like looking at it. Just, you know, just all she did do, just sit there and just look at her. I'm like, okay. But, you know, and I get it. But, you know, you need a break. And I need a break. And I don't feel guilty for saying I need a break. You know, granddaughter. You know, then there's a period of time when she goes away. You may walk in and see some of her toys or something she took of yours or something that's out of place or some, you know, whatever things where it shouldn't be or one of your things where you know doggone well she took and da da da. And you go, you know, it's not like I'm like all hard or anything, but you need a break. You need a break, and you should not feel guilty about needing that break. There's nothing. Uh-oh. We got our stats for October. Should I open them while we're on camera? Okay. I got my stats for October. I'm opening them while I'm on camera. So first of all, you open it. And you look at the cut badge. And this, da, 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 da. And I don't know how I did. And then I click on this. I'll tell you what percentages that I get. Let's see how good I did. God, I'm scared to death what I get. Oh! I'm right. Oh! Oh! I know it's doing it too. I bet you I know what it's doing it. You know, that's the, how'd I get, I got a 79, first call resolution. Ah, I got a 79. I didn't get into the high end. I got a 79. I'm like right below the high end. But to be honest with you, I knew that wasn't my best month. Let's just face it. I knew that my flow arts are down. I didn't have a lot of flow outs. My CSAT, my average email handle time, that's what's getting me. And I know start to available. I missed one time I messed up. And then see, I got 100% and everything else. I was killing them. It's just the other players are stepping up. And that's what it is. It's getting tighter and tighter. And I got a 79. I'm out of that top group. I'm right at the top group is 80 and I'm at 79. And I knew it though, but I knew I wasn't doing the best. I knew October I wasn't doing the best. It was too much going on in October. I think it was peak funk shows. I was flying there. I was doing that. Vegas, and, you know. I knew I wasn't contrary. And I knew what I was doing. I was sitting on emails. I wasn't, you know, just smashing through emails, getting them done. I was taking my time providing white glove service, you know, really giving attention. I could have, instead of just banging through it, and that cost me that 1-2% because my average email time is 6.8. That counts for 15%. Let me see. Average email handle time counts for 20%. Oh my God. Quality assurance is 35%. My quality assurance was 100. So that's good. Start developable counts for 10%. I got my start develop was 95%. I missed once. Average email handle time counts for 20%. And I got 6.8. The team high was 4. And the team low was 11. And I know what I did. I know what I don't do. I know what I did. Flow outs is 10. My first call resolution. Yeah, they said something in the comments. First call, I'm not sure this could have been higher, but let's take a look and see where we lost. They see my score drop some for whatever reason. It might be my first call resolution. The team high was 92%. How the hell you going to have 92% first call resolution? It's a gimmick to it. I don't give a damn. It's a gimmick to it. Somebody know. It's a gimmick to it. That's all there is to it. There's a gimmick to it. They know a trick or something. And that's just the bottom line. They know a trick or a technique because you don't be having no doggone No. You, there's somebody. No. 63%. No. And I knew that in my mind, this wasn't my best month. And I kind of knew I wasn't going to be up in that top group. No, I didn't. I still expected to be in the top group. But I'm at 79. I'm like 1 point below the top group. And I kind of dogged last. And I ain't going to lie. I ain't going to say I dogged it, but, you know, I didn't really, you know, I didn't. I ain't gonna say I dogged it, but I definitely am aware of where I can improve. Let me just say that. And I'm definitely aware of where I could have improved, you know. And because last month was, you know, a few things and this and that, and travel and people. And to be honest with you, I'm glad it's not given to me. I'm glad it's difficult. I'm glad it's hard. I'm glad it's not a given every time. I'm glad I'm challenged. I enjoy the challenge a lot. And, 79% first call resolution. And that could also be because I don't close tickets fast enough. I've just been lazy. I've been lackadaisical and lazy in certain areas. Now I know which areas I've been lackadaisical and lazy to. I just got to clean up and, you know, tighten up, and I will. I'll clean it up and tighten up. Anyhow, y'all seen that? Got that 79%. I feel inferior. That means what place am I in? That 79% puts me in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 or 9. 8 or 9 in the top 8 or 9. I'm in the top 10 in the top 8 or 9. Out of how many people? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9. I think 32. Something like that. It's that doggone. Somebody gonna get a 91%. I'm telling you, I mean, I ain't a 91% guy. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna bust my ass. Oh, I didn't mean to say it like that. I'm not gonna work that hard to. I don't think I would apply the focus or work that hard to attain that top rung. Some people probably deserve it. Like, the competition is getting better. People really going after it. And to get it, you have to put in the work. And I'm not sure if I'm willing to put in that work month in and month out. To be honest, to be flat out honest. It's not that I'm not capable. It's just that I maybe just don't, you know, I just don't, you know, I just don't see myself putting it. I got a gold badge instead of a cup badge. 79. Like 1%. I'm like 1% off of the cup badge. 1%. And that's just like a nice little gentle smack in my face that I needed because I knew I was slacking. Anyway, I hope y'all enjoyed that. I hope y'all enjoyed seeing me go through this. I hope it's everything that you ever wanted to see me fail. No, I'm joking. See that? I'm not going to start sounding like how all the music, all the rap music in today's world is. It's all about the haters. All the music they talk about is how they against the haters. Or they trying to keep the, you know, stop the haters from hating. And, you know, I'm going to make it no matter how many haters. There's no celebratory. I am celebratory. Even though, you know, like I said, I don't feel guilty for one quiet time away from granddaughter. I mean, I'm sitting there and she's just going just everything from here to there to talking the thing again. And she'll just get up in your face, not in your face, but, you know, she come to you and she want to engage. And it's not that I can just say, you know, stop it, go away and tune out. I want something in me wants to participate and help her. Because basically you can see it's curiosity. And that curiosity is exciting to me. And I want to provide things to make her, you know, satisfy the curiosity, to engage with her, to keep her, you know, going and keep her going, you know. And you just, it can be easy to say, I shut the door and just, you know, I can't do that. The part of that's on me. You know, part of that is me taking on, you know, me putting that on me to participate, not just letting it go. Because, I mean, she just be going. Anyway. Ah, 79%. 1% below 80. Look at that. 1% below 80 first call resolution. Everything else is spotless. My flow outs is 0.49%. My CSAT is 100. My average email time is 6.8. The team high is 4. The team low is 11. So I'm, you know, my start developable, I missed one time. So I got 95%. And my QA is, no, see. The game is, they stepping up the game. They stepping up the game. And I don't know if I can maintain my out of work life. I mean, I could, but I don't know if I can sustain my out of work life and maintain the high level performance in my work life. You know, there's just, I'm 60 years old. That's an excuse, but there's a give and take there. There's a give and take, and I'm completely aware of that give and take. Anyway,